Network.
All right, we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. This is the fourth and final hour today. I am Alex Jones, your host. Yes, Lindsey Graham, who was the deciding vote in the Senate on open borders, one of the deciding votes on the carbon tax, after being outed, reportedly, as being blackmailed for being a homosexual, he has now pulled out of those two un-American activities. This is very exciting. Now, I apologize for not taking more calls today when I opened the phone up earlier, but I do want to get into the banking takeover, the testimony today, big developments on the economy. I want to get into some vaccine developments and several other issues coming up. So this will be a jam-packed final hour today, but right now, we're going to go back to your calls. Mike in Indiana, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Mr. Gein. I appreciate everything you guys do. You guys are true patriots.
Well, Mr. Gein is gone now, but you're with me. Go ahead.
Okay. I'd still like to thank him for coming out.
Sure.
And talking to us. This might be off of what you were talking about with the things going on, but these stones, Georgia stones, I wish thousands of people would stand there and go against these Georgia Guidestones. I don't know how they're.
Yeah, it was put up by UN Foundation, and it calls for the world population to be reduced to 500 million.
Yeah, and it's in Elbert County, and it just so happens that the county is named after a Revolutionary War general. How ironic is it to have them stones sitting there?
Well, it's treasonous, Mike. But what did you think about, hearing from the director of Alipac talking about how blackmail is used to control the congressman? I mean, why would Graham go 180 degrees in the opposite direction of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and his constituents unless he was being blackmailed? And now he didn't come out and defend himself. When the news cameras went up and asked him about it on YouTube, he almost started crying in the Capitol building and just wouldn't even respond. So it's incredible how they're using these people and their private lives as blackmail. And then the media turns it around against William Gein like he's bashing gay people when that's not what he was doing. He's there pointing out that this is being used to blackmail these individuals. But see, that's what this is all about. I appreciate your call, Mike. Let's talk to Kathy in Florida. You're on the air, Kathy. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I also want to salute Mr. Gein. I loved his message, and I understand why the PC crowd is against him. Have you ever seen the picture of the liberal brain?
No, I haven't.
Oh, I have to send that to you. They have a tiny particle for common sense. he would love to see this. And I also have a pledge to help them see the lunacy of their position. It's like a five-part pledge. Just take a minute. I will drink all the government Kool-Aid provided and or mandated. Number two, I will willingly give all they ask as I realize I am lucky they let me keep any of what I earn. Number three, I will not ask questions that do not need to be asked as I know these people are either racist and or troublemakers. Number four, I will gladly offer up my children to their PC garbage training centers because common sense only causes people to ask those unneeded questions. Last but not least, I will willingly bend over and kiss my behind goodbye.
And number six, I realize that government created the sun, the galaxy, the universe, and the green grass. They make the fish swim. They make the birds tweet. Government is God. I love Goldman Sachs. Take all my money. I am scum. You are God. You are the government. I appreciate your call. We're going to come back and go to John, Tom, Stephen, and others. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, they've suspended vaccinations in Australia because it was killing people. But when they have deaths here from vaccines, they increase it. It's like, oh, good, it's working. Also, the government's now admitting they've secretly taken babies' DNA at birth for 37-plus years. I know that's old news for you listeners, but it's back in the mainstream today. I've also got a big stack on the latest banking takeover that's happening. They're coming in, trying to take over our financial system. They're trying to get rid of our sovereignty and our borders. They're trying to launch new wars with Iran. They have taken over health care. Stay with us.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live. Thank you so much for joining us. Okay, I'm going to go back to your phone calls, and I'm going to get into all the huge developments on the one-child policy that CNN and others are promoting here in the United States. Meanwhile, China to sterilize 10,000 to curb births in one town alone. Now, to give you an idea of the type of system that we are going under, the ultimate oppression here. But right now, let's go ahead and go back to your phone calls. Let's talk to John in Ohio. John, you're on the air.
Yeah, I've begun to read an article on Global Research, globalresearch.ca, about how the CIA is really responsible for this kind of drug trafficking, lawlessness, and anarchy in Mexico, and is really behind it. You'll find on Global Research those kinds of things, the fact that the United States supported the guy who stole the election, Cardona, against the guy who won the election, Obrador, who doesn't want NAFTA and GATT, and wants a fair shake for the people in their country. They point
Well, John, hold on just a minute. I mean, if you watch Fabled Enemies, our new film, 30 minutes of it covers that. It sounds like you're almost implying that we don't cover that. We've been reporting for a decade that there has been a U.S. government-backed war against cartels that aren't laundering their money through Western banks, and that Mexico was going to implode in this war, and we are exposing the fact that it is our government that is engineering this lawlessness, just like the British brought down China through opium importation. And we know about Skull and Bones founding the CIA out of the OSS, and that we have a narcotics trafficking government that keeps drugs illegal so that they can have higher prices on it. So I totally agree with you on that. And the current Mexican president clearly stole the election down there as well. That's why the country is in open rebellion. That's why we can't let the U.S. be used as a steam valve for, you know, for all these people from Mexico. We need to make them stay down there to get their nation back. I mean, Mexico has triple the resources that the United States has, but has an incredibly poor population because they have this plutocracy or this kleptocracy down there running it.
I understand, but I think that is the thing that has to be emphasized, that Monsanto, Cargill, and Archer Daniel Midland have blasted their agriculture and their economy down there, forcing these people to come here. The enemies are right here. And I think that you do a great job on the false flag terrorism, the Wall Street hoax, the global warming hoax, the police state. But you contradict yourself constantly when it comes to something like this Arizona situation, where you're going to have Nazi-style people being told that if they haven't got their driver's license or their visa, and if they've got a tan or a dark complexion, or if a policeman says that he just thinks, pretends to think that they may be an illegal or undocumented person from Mexico, they can do this to anybody.
No, I appreciate your call. That is not what's going on, John. In Austin, Texas, they don't arrest illegal alien drunk drivers. They don't have to have IDs. I just showed the Wall Street Journal to get bank accounts, but citizens do. Illegal aliens get let through the airport on record when citizens have to go through these strip searches, okay? You don't understand. The globalists, the big banks, are for open borders in the North American Union. It's you that are contradicting yourself. All they're saying is that they're going to use the same laws they use against citizens against the illegal aliens in Arizona. This is a crisis. The New World Order's key is overrunning sovereign nations with outside populations they can use as a political weapon. Okay, it's simple, John. I'm against the attack on Iran because the globalists are for it. I'm against open borders because the globalists are for it. I'm against bailing out these big banks because the big banks run the country and they designed it. And I told you a year and a half ago it was premeditated. And now we have the Goldman Sachs emails proving it was premeditated. You're the one that's wrong. Okay, the New World Order wants to destroy this once free country. Okay, they got checkpoints in Austin where they take blood from citizens without warrants. Okay. We're not talking about that. We're talking about if they pull over a car full of 10 illegal aliens and none of them have IDs and the driver's drunk, they're going to go to jail and then they're going to get deported. You're not listening to me. I pulled up here as my IT guy was being put in a police car and the cops charged up and they said, "What are you doing here?" And I said, "That guy's here to fix computers in my office. We've got a website that's down. Why are you arresting him?" And they said, "Well, his driver's license has been expired for a year." And I said, "Well, wait a minute." I said, "But if he was an illegal alien, you'd let him go." And I had a talk with three cops laughing, saying, "Yes, that's true. We get in trouble because the judges let him go." That is discriminatory. That is wrong. That is a fact. It's not fair to the American people who are losing their wages and losing their jobs, regardless of what color they are. This has nothing to do with race or what color you are. I say deport everyone who's here illegal. I don't care if they're a Russian, a Chinese, a German, or a polka-dotted, you know, whatever. I don't care. Enforce the law. Enforce the law. Enforce the law. It's that simple. I'm against lawlessness. Get it through your head. I tell you what, I've got to go into the DMV myself. I mean, I put in my thing a month before. It told me I was getting my card, and it never came, and I can't get customer service with the DMV. I've got to go in there. I don't even have a driver's license right now. And I guarantee you there's a good chance if I get pulled over, they're going to throw me in the back of a police car because my ID is expired, and I say that's wrong. Oh, man, I tell you, that's out of control. Tom in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to add something to your conversation. For what it's worth, you know, I'm a gay person, and I don't think there was anything homophobic in what, Mr. Gein said. And it's just a really obvious fact, I think, to anybody who looks at deep political issues, that blackmail is used. And if you're going to call it out on somebody, I wish more people would call it out on these people. I just finished a book called The Franklin Scandal by a guy named Nick Bryant. Just came out. It's a shocking book about the events in Franklin, Nebraska.
Which are well documented, by the way.
This is a new book on it, and it's absolutely brilliantly written and brilliantly documented, and it'll just make anybody angry. I highly recommend it. And this stuff goes on. It's real, and it's not homophobic to call it out.
And we can't let the people who are involved in this hide behind the homophobic statement, because what they're doing is they're bringing that whole group into their issue, when the issue is blackmail, whether it's money laundering, whether it's hookers. I mean, I remember a few CIA directors back, it came out, that's why he had to resign, because, you know, he was attending these Watergate hotel parties with hookers being given thousands of free chips for poker. I mean, it's all of them. I don't care if it's female pages or male pages. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's John Edwards cheating on his wife. It all needs to come out because they're being blackmailed. The issue is blackmail.
Anybody who's honest about their sexuality and come to terms with it, they know that the person who's the trouble is the person who's being blackmailed or open to blackmail or who isn't being honest about it. And that sounds like where Mr. Graham is.
Well, how many House members and Senate members who are the biggest on the bandwagon with all the anti-gay stuff, they're the ones that get caught in the bathrooms?
It's pretty common. And then there's a lot of us gay people, we don't feel that Barney Frank speaks for us, and we understand. I think 9/11 and it being an inside job, you know, I'm active in 9/11 Truth, and we feel that that's a lot bigger deal right now than calling ourselves married if we're in a committed partnership, and we would really like to
exactly.
A lot of
it's
that
a cultural football issue, because while they have us fighting with each other over gay marriage, banks have stolen $28 trillion and the government staging terror attacks. I appreciate your call. And that's why those are the issues we talk about. I mean, we don't normally even get into this whole issue, but Jason Burmes' film covers it, because this is how they are controlling them. This is what is going on. I mean, I was even ignorant 10 years ago. When I snuck into Bohemian Grove, I was about 30 pounds lighter than I am now, and I guess I was, you know, handsome. So was Mike Hansen. And we had these old men whistling at us and people coming up to us, and we had to hide out in the woods to videotape the ritual, because, I mean, we were literally, you know, like it was like sailors had come into port, and we were the women in the town. We were being, it was like the, you know, it was like the old Republicans were like Pepe Le Pew chasing the cat, but the cat was Alex Jones and Mike Hansen. I mean, we had old men just literally after us, and you know, my whole issue is, this is the Republican leadership. What are they doing? Well, why do you think the Republican leadership sells out the country? Why do you think all of these, Barney Frank sells it out? Barney Frank got caught with underage male callboys in his house. We have the mainstream news clips of that in Invisible Empire. I mean, that's the type of stuff we're talking about. It's that they're totally and completely blackmailed. And that's why you're seeing this corruption. That's why we're talking about it. Thank you, Tom. Let's talk to Steve in Florida. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex. You know, when you're talking about all this stuff with the illegals, and basically, you know, these people are unwitting operatives for the New World Order. They don't even realize how they're being used. I was thinking about, I've got a really good book, and no doubt you've heard of Samuel F.B. Morse, the guy that's credited with starting the Morse code and inventing the telegraph. Well, back in the 1800s, he did something that's little known, but you can research this for yourself, and I wish I had the name of the book, but I've got it packed away because I moved. But what he did was, he went to Europe to do his own fact-finding investigation, and he found out, and this is what he said, he uncovered a conspiracy, that's exactly what he called it, to overthrow the United States via the population, and he said the way it was being done was that the Vatican was having people come over here that were Catholics as immigrants. And see, these people, they didn't realize that's what was going on. They're just coming here to be free. But he said the Vatican had this conspiracy to take over the United States through population. And, you know, the point I'm making is that there's a principle here that's being followed. There's, you know, no new thing under the sun, like Solomon said. Islam has said they're going to take over the world through population. If they can't do it by force, they'll do it by stealth. So, you know, when I lived in Texas, and I moved recently, you know, 3 years ago in Houston, here you had a bunch of kids that were children of illegals, you probably heard about this, that skipped school, took the Mexican flag on the streets of Houston, yelling, "Gringo, go home, we were here first." You know, and these people, they're just, they're brainwashed. They have no understanding of what they're involved in. They think they're fighting for their heritage.
Exactly. And the very same banks that have dominated Mexico are now using them to try to dominate as a political bloc this country. Well said. I appreciate your call. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Foods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We've got ABC Nightly News / Nightline here. And they're asking, why is the radio show growing so fast? Well, 14 years ago, I talk about the government taking blood from babies secretly to put it in the Pentagon bioweapons database. Now it's mainstream news. See it in the paper every week now. Going back a decade ago, I'd read Club of Rome, UN documents where they planned a global government. using false terrorism and fake environmental crises as a pretext to take the people's freedoms. And now that's mainstream news. I mean, you can go to Google News and type in world government, global governance. Every day there's mainstream articles saying how good it is. So the media was stalling us while they built this system. The government-controlled media was stalling the people saying none of this exists, none of this is happening, none of this is going on, stalling the population while they built it. Now that it's out in the open, people have a memory. People have the recollection of, wait a minute, the media said this didn't exist, but now it does exist. Now there's a global government. The bankers say I have to live under austerity. I have to give up my freedoms. And then I need to shut up that I can't criticize the government or I may be called a terrorist. And so the system is really rousing the sleeping giant that is America. All right, let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Ronnie in Texas. You're on the air, Ronnie.
Thank you, Ronnie Reeves. He's saying, kids, reject cigarettes. They shorten life. Reject alcohol. Fetal alcohol syndrome makes for retarded babies. And reject marijuana. Those criminals you have to hang out with are bad. And I was treated Saturday like I was thrown out of a public park like a criminal. On Saturday at Eeyore's party, after shopping from the local farmers at my favorite farmer's market, I got off the bus for Eeyore's birthday party, a big bash here in Austin, with lots of people, lots of kids. I was wearing a Ron Paul t-shirt with hat and buttons.
And the hippies threw you out for smoking pot. I appreciate your call, buddy. Let's talk to Nick in Brooklyn. Nick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Al. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, Al, I just wanted to touch a little bit on something that your last guest said with respect to the illegal immigration that is coming into the country. I live here in New York, as you know, as I said, I was from Brooklyn. And I've been perhaps in the last maybe 10 years, I've seen a large influx of illegal immigrants to the country, rather to, New York here. But I was wondering, I know that you're very well versed on, Hitler and, Hitler's Germany and so on, but I was just wondering, during the time when Hitler, was coming into power, he used that as a key during his nationalization of wanting to, nationalize the country, whatever, and all this other stuff of, the illegals and that more businesses were owned by non-Germans than by Germans. And I was kind of wondering how this might not be a card that the New World Order might use when they see themselves getting in more trouble to start.
No, I think that is a danger, and I appreciate your call, Nick, because real issues can be captured and used and have been used throughout history. And there have been problems throughout history with nation states and countries being dominated by outside interest. I mean, that's why we had 1775 and 1776. The 13 colonies had really become their own autonomous system governing themselves. They'd become very wealthy, and they didn't want the foreign government 4,000 miles away running their life. And when the government was giving more rights to pure British citizens that were coming here to rule them than they were to the people in the colonies, they said, we're not putting up with this. People don't like foreign domination, just like the Iraqis don't like us being there now for many years, 7-plus years, just like the Afghans don't like us being there after 8 years. They don't like empires. They don't like being dominated. But then what happened with Germany is they used a whole bunch of things, the Versailles Treaty and what had happened in World War One, and the fact that they had to pay all these war reparations. They used that to get in control, and then they tried to set up their own empire and invade the planet. I am not for invading the planet. I am not for any of these wars. I'm against invading Iran. I'm against launching a nuclear war against Iran. So I appreciate your call. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through a news blitz as quickly as I can when we get back after this quick break. And one of the other subjects I want to get into, obviously, is what's happening with the economy and who the real government is. Oh, it's an illegitimate government, but it's the government. This private, hostile, corporate takeover we've had here in America. You know, you go back to a year ago when I released the Obama deception, we talked about how the banks were going to call for even more taxes and environmental taxes. and planned austerity. Well, now the IMF and others are saying, look, you're never getting your standard of living back. NAFTA and GATT has been implemented, and now you're serfs. We own your butt. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi everyone, Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Okay, so we've got Barack Obama, Gordon Brown, the G20, Herman Van Rompuy, head of the EU, saying 2009, 2010, the year of global government. And we've got the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, the mainstream media saying global government doesn't exist, but next, the world government and how it's going to save you. And, of course, back at the time, we detailed how Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, and others had engineered the financial collapse. They make money on the way up. They make money on the bailout on the way down. And now the internal Goldman Sachs memos and emails are out there, how they bet against the stock market, bet against the housing market, while telling their investors to invest in it and getting it certified as AAA rated when they knew it was worthless, absolute trash derivatives. Now, who's the number one contributor to the state governments in lobbying and to the federal government? The top 10 banks. That's your real government. You can put Republicans back into power this year, next year. It's only going to continue. Then you put the Democrats back in power, and the corruption's going to continue until we fundamentally go after the big offshore banks that out of nothing, literally out of fiat. And I want to read again what I read at the start of the show today, what Thomas Jefferson said about this. This is what our country started a revolution over. There were many reasons, but this was the main reason. This is what Andrew Jackson fought against. This is what, to a great extent, even Lincoln fought against, creating his own U.S. currency. This is what Kennedy called for and then was assassinated. The government issuing its own currency and credit, empowering the people, not making currency and credit the god from which the banks can buy up the entire nation. Now, many founding fathers made the point, so did European scholars, that if you took all the bankers' power today, they would have it back tomorrow if you let them create currency and credit. They would just give themselves a blank check. For every dollar you put in a bank, they can have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars they loan out to people. It's all made up. And so with these so-called banking reform bills, what's really going on, and I was heartened to see last week that the big Texas Banking Association president came out and said, this is select mega banks coming in to take over regional and healthy state banks and local banks. And this is a value-added tax on all financial transactions to be paid to a select inner group of banks that dominate the major governments of Europe and the United States and who also dominate the regulatory positions of power. I mean, look at Goldman Sachs alone. Presidents and prime ministers all over the world are former Goldman Sachs. Scores of finance ministers are former Goldman Sachs. The Fed chairman, the former New York Fed head, the former Treasury head, the current Treasury head, Goldman Sachs, Goldman Sachs, Goldman Sachs, Goldman Sachs. They are the foxes guarding the hen house. And all of their reforms are just giving themselves more bailouts and more power. And they're ruthless. They're going for everything. They must be brought to justice. That's the number one enemy. Now, what did Thomas Jefferson say? The Southern Poverty Law Center would call him a terrorist enemy of America. No, he's one of our former presidents. He's one of the founders of this country. They can call it a conspiracy theory that Thomas Jefferson existed. He did exist. I'll tell Nightline this. Thomas Jefferson did exist, and he did say this about the banks, and he wasn't evil. He wasn't a terrorist. Thomas Jefferson is not bad. He was a good American. The central bank is an institution of the most deadly hostility existing against the principles and form of our Constitution. I am an enemy to all banks discounting bills or notes for anything but coin. If the American people allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation and then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children will wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. Thomas Jefferson, that's just one of many quotes he said about the private banking cartel. In fact, print me that other quote earlier. I didn't have that. Now, I want to just boil this down for people. You have a choice. Those of you watching on the internet, those of you listening on the radio, those of you, if this makes it on Nightline, you have a choice to make as a civilization, as a society. You have a choice that you need to make. You can't be in the middle of the road. You can't be on the fence. You were hot nor cold, so God spits you out of his mouth. You've got to make a decision. It'd be like a decision against Stalin. Are you for Stalin or against Stalin? Are you for Hitler or against Hitler? I'm against Hitler. I'm against Stalin. I'm against all forms of despotism and oppression over humanity, period. I am for justice. I am against the globalists and all of their policies because all of their policies are designed to bring us to absolute serfdom, to be homeless on the continent our forefathers conquered. It is that simple. Here's a story out of AP today. Unemployment challenges Obama's economic narrative. That's a nice way of saying he's lying. The economy has been degenerating for more than a decade. Most of the money you pay in taxes goes on interest to the debt. That's why the big banks lobby for bigger government, because it gets the government in deeper debt to them, and they made the money up out of nothing. Here's another one. Economist, the stimulus didn't help. CNN, oh, they need a new one. We told you a year ago in the Obama deception they'd call for another bailout. They used the trillions of dollars they got in a bailout, not just the $887 billion, but the open window to the Federal Reserve and other mechanisms that Bloomberg's reported is $28 trillion and growing. to freeze loans, to shut down Main Street, to be so flush with cash they didn't need the loan until the economy fully imploded so they can buy it up for pennies on the dollar. Here's the Washington Post. For nations living the good life, the party's over, IMF says. How many times has the IMF gone into third world nations that dread them, that hate them, that understand they are the tyrants? The hundreds of nations in the last 60 years that the IMF and World Bank have wrecked, which are holding companies for the big private central banks. These are criminals. They are economic hitmen. I mean, in 2002, the BBC got internal IMF World Bank documents where they were rigging the destruction of third world countries and planning to do it to the West next. That's in my book, Descent into Tyranny, written 8 years ago. We've been warning you. We had their plans. Their plans have fallen into our hands. We're not flying blind here. We know what they're going to do. And just as we told you a year ago, they would then come out and propose, oh, you're never going to get your standard of living back. We've got to cut all your services. All the money goes to us. And now that's happening. In the lingo of the International Monetary Fund, the future of the world hinges on rebalancing and consolidation, antiseptic words that would seem to not raise a fuss. Who doesn't want more balance in their life? But the translation is a bit ruder, something on the order of, suck it up, the party's over. And that's the headline. And to keep it on track, they need more taxes, says it right here, more taxes, less services. You see, they hold you hostage. Give us trillions or we'll cause a depression. Henry Paulson went before the House and Senate and told them that in closed session. We had congressmen on to tell you this before it was even mainstream news, threatening them with financial terrorism. And it continues here with them saying the party is over. More taxes, less services. This is a quote, raising retirement age in line with life expectancy. On and on and on by this predatory group of Madoff-Kinley types. Who came up with the carbon tax derivatives? Kinley. Who came up with a lot of the derivatives we face? Bernie Madoff. It's all their... Madoff founded the NASDAQ. This is all that these people are. That's who they are. That's what they do. They're a pack of vermin crooks. They know exactly what they're doing, and they're going to destroy everyone's way of life and our free market system because they want a command and control system. You have the artificial banking cartel waging war against reality, waging war against the real economy. They are threatened by any form of independence, by any form of liberty, by any form of freedom. Go read the article for yourself. For nations living the good life, the party's over. Oh, they promised NAFTA and GATT was going to give you milk and honey, but it lowered your standard of living. Now they're promising total amnesty is going to help you. Whatever they say is the opposite. They never tell the truth, except when they're laughing at you, throwing it in your face. But this is a lie, too. It says, do what they say and accept living like they do in Argentina or in Mexico or how they live in Nigeria. That's how you're going to live now, with the super class up there doing whatever they want, however they want. No future for your children. Here's another key article, and it's got links into the Wall Street Journal and other publications. It's the economic collapse. Megabanks, the banking oligarchy that controls the equivalent to 60% of America's GNP. Today's financial power being concentrated in the hands of fewer and fewer individuals. In fact, the six biggest banks in the United States now possess assets equivalent to 60% of America's gross national product. Back in the 1990s, that figure was less than 20%. These six banks, and these are your enemies, these are the criminal groups. This is why the ADL is calling for law enforcement action against me, because they're a spokesperson for these banks. And you don't want to be robbed and be economically conquered. They're going to say you're a terrorist because you're exposing them. You're pointing out the emperor is butt naked. Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Bank of America, Wells Fargo literally dictate what goes on in the U.S. banking industry. And now they've got a banking reform bill to shut down and take over all their competition and put a VAT tax at the U.N. level, the G20 level, and at the national level. Here is the London Guardian, but it says, oh, the big banks are going to get it socked to them when they're the ones that wrote this. We have the G20 document, and it says right here, not just banks but all financial institutions with a value-added fat tax, as it's known, on you, paid directly to a private global consortium. What do you think Mexico does? What do you think Brazil does? What do you think Argentina does? What do you think Malaysia does? What do you think African countries do, or Arab countries, when they go into hock to the IMF and World Bank? They pay their taxes directly to them. That we are now being looted like a third world nation. The bankers took their time, used America as an engine of global domination, and now they're taking over this country in a big, stinking way. Back in the 1990s, the figure was less than 20%. These banks now control more than 60, literally dictate what goes on in the U.S. banking industry. These entities are the poster children for too big to fail, and they donate massive amounts of cash to the campaigns of both Republicans and Democrats. And so, yeah, the Republicans can ride back to power promising to change all this, just like Obama rode to power promising to change it. But look at who financed all of them. They all work for the same people. It's a sick joke. Here's another one. Emails show Goldman Sachs executives boasting as housing meltdown unfolded, how they were going to destroy their competition, how they were going to be able to get even more power. It's all funny to them, and now they're up there lying before Congress. And Congress is looking at one little area of corruption, and maybe they'll slap one of their mid-level execs on the hand and give them a $5 million fine for hundreds of billions they got. It's just, look, they're going to give us no quarter. Just know, you're going to be third world slaves with a paramilitary force controlling your life because you let a bunch of Ken Lay, Bernie Madoffs run your life, okay? And so now today, Congress has had this Goldman Sachs show hearing, but they turned it into a big feel sorry for themselves situation. And here's more on the economic terrorism. Just like they say, give us trillions of dollars or you'll have a depression, then they, the day after they passed the banking bailout bill, October 4th, they say, we now won't tell you where the money went. Sit down and shut up. It's secret. Well, it's the same thing with Greece. It was Goldman Sachs 10 years ago, and now their top finance minister is a former Goldman Sachs operative. They're coming to Europe saying, you're going to have a depression if you don't give us unlimited money in Greece. See, the whole EU was about absorbing countries and taking control of them and getting them into debt. These banks just gobble everything up in a paramilitary fashion. This is what they do. And we have to just sit here and watch them rape us, watch them take our country over, watch them turn our police into a paramilitary force to dominate our lives and make sure we put up with all this. Have to watch them raise all these new taxes to be fed to the bankers and watch the bankers laugh at us and say, you're never getting America back. We're going to take everything you got. Aha! And hiring all these fake environmentalists to make it a religion of being poor, a religion of how it's good for the earth to be poor, but the bankers get to have all our tax money and all the carbon tax money. And so now they're holding Europe hostage again. Greek meltdown in danger of spreading. Germany, France, International Monetary Fund must act quickly to bail out Greece to prevent a slide in confidence in financial markets, Alistair Darling said yesterday. And then meanwhile, again, the money is to be paid to the private JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and others. It's absolutely imperative the IMF and the Euro group in Greece sort this out, said Chancellor of the Exchequer attending the spring meeting of the IMF and World Bank in Washington. So again, holding everybody hostage on that front. Here's another report on that same front. Financial Times of London. U.S. prepares to push for global capital rules. A global regime over all financial institutions and all financial transactions with a tax, and the United States is pushing it. And what does the UN call this when you actually watch C-SPAN and watch the EU commissioners and watch the Parliament in England and watch the G20? They say world government, and they clap and, we did a great job, bankers. We got all their internal emails as well. We ruined them. We took the Western free countries down. We've economically dominated. dominate them, and they all sit up there, big fat criminals with paramilitary troops with machine guns guarding them, just robbing everything. We've seen it happen over and over and over again in other countries, and now they're going to take us all the way to the wall, just beating the financial daylights out of us, taking everything we've got, always posing as the saviors. And if we get up at the citizens and keep exposing them, well, Bill Clinton comes out on TV and says, if you Tea Party people don't shut up your rhetoric, there's going to be terror attacks. And you better believe who's going to stage those terror attacks. Good old Uncle Sam, who works for the bankers, are going to blow up some buildings and then blame it on the American people. That's how they keep the slaves in line. But this time, we're aware of the Gulf of Tonkin being staged. This time, we know the Reichstag fire was staged. We have Operation Northwoods, thanks to ABC News. U.S. government plan to attack U.S. cities as pretext for war with Cuba. In fact, pull up ABC News Operation Northwoods. And then I tell ABC News reporters about government plans to stage terror attacks, and you get a blank stare. Just Google it, people, right now. Operation Northwoods, plan to terrorize U.S. cities. You see, we need to wake up and find out that we do have a criminal government, we are in trouble, and we've got to wake up, smell the coffee, face the hard facts, and take our nation back. We could just arrest all these top bankers. They've committed so many crimes. Ron Paul's been on air and agreed. We could just bring them to justice and then rebuild our country. But no, in America, we've been taught to be cowards and to lay down and lick the boots of any corrupt scumbag in a three-piece suit. And because of that, we have no future until you wake up and get up off your butt.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Took it all away. The lanes and the meadows.
just talking to the ABC. Well, sometimes he's the host of the nightly news. I was just in there talking to him, and I was explaining that the private central banks have announced they're forming a global government. And he said, well, couldn't you be wrong about that? And I said, no, I've got Herman Von Rompuy and Gordon Brown and all these leaders saying we're setting up world government. I've got Ban Ki-moon in the New York Times, Secretary General of the UN, calling for world government. And then he shifted gears and said, well, you know, isn't that different from a world government? We're talking about groups just working together for peace. This isn't peace. These are liars that say Saddam has WMDs after our own government puts him in power and sets him up. This is a government that openly ships the opium out of Afghanistan into the United States. In Reuters, they admit they will not eradicate the poppy fields. This is a government that is run by a bunch of degenerate criminals violating the Constitution and Bill of Rights. This is a government run by Barack Obama, who swore to end the Patriot Act, who swore to get our troops out of Iraq immediately, who swore to not hire any lobbyists, who swore to not do any of the things he's now done. And I got to read neocons in the newspaper praising Obama because he continued torture and the war and secret arrest. I mean, I have the audio tapes where the informant recorded the FBI telling him to cook the bomb and train the driver and bomb the World Trade Center building in 93. I've interviewed the survivors that saw McVeigh and the U.S. government agents inside the Alfred P. Murrah building in the week before planting the bombs. They thought they were telephone repairmen putting gray sticks of butter on the columns. I know the feds blew that building up. I know the feds carried out 9/11. And it doesn't matter if the media just sits there and says, no, there's no world government. No, the bankers aren't robbing us. Nothing's wrong. Everything's good. Unemployment's at 8%. No, it's not. It's at 22%. It's over. The people are awake. They know about the lies. They know about the propaganda. And it's over. People are sick of it. And we're going to defeat the globalists on every front. We are never going to stop. I want listeners to go to InfoWars.com. And I want you to get the DVD of Police State 4. I want you to get Invisible Empire, our two new films. I want you to get DVD burners. I want you to make hundreds of copies apiece. I want you to air them on Access TV. We've got both films posted for free now up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com today. I want you to get that URL address with both of them and send it to your whole email list, Facebook, everywhere else. And we're not going to stop, because when we lose our fighting spirit, they win. They are not going to break our morale. We are not going to sell out to their New World Order. We are not going to go along with their propaganda. We are not going to drink the Kool-Aid and decide that everything's okay. We are going to expose the criminal bankers that engineered this collapse by design. We now have their internal documents. We now have the indictments. And still, the media is in denial. And then when they lose their jobs, and when their kids are third world slaves, I hope they're man enough. I hope they're man enough decades later to not make excuses about the squalor they're living in, in whatever petty position they've got in this dung heap. And I hope that they admit to themselves that we were right. After decades of them saying there's no global government, they go, well, yeah, there's a global government, but it's a lovey-sweetie one. It makes me sick. That makes me want to throw up. We'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Tell everybody about the radio show, no matter how you listen. We're going to beat this new world order. We don't have a choice. We're fighting 21st century tyranny, and we're going to do it together with God's help. Great job, crew. Retransmission starts now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.